All right, so let's go back to our taisis. So we were doing this taisis Yisura Dimida Teres. It was pointed out, Sandy tells us, it's a very interesting Meram Shif, which is very interesting. He brings a Gersa from the Marshal, which is interesting that I don't see it's in the Marshal. It's not there. Right? It's very interesting. In other words, you would assume the Marshal we know, I mean, those who don't know, so it's good to know that the Marshal, we have in a good old-fashioned Gemara, we have the Chidushi of the Marshal in the back of the Gemara, the Marshal. But apparently, that's only half of the Marshal Sefer. Marshal really wrote Hagos and Chidushim. Hagos is he changed the Gerasa and he fixed the Gerasas, and Chidushim is Chidushim. And apparently, the Shas Vilna, I'm of the other Shasim, they went ahead and they decided, instead of doing redundancy, they took all the Marshals that goes and put them in the Gemara, sometimes without even telling you, like over here. And then they just got rid of that Sefer. There's no reason to print if it goes, because they're on the Gemara already. So therefore, we don't know. Sometimes we don't know what the old Gersa is, because they put in the Marshals Gersa, and then the Marshal people talking about different Gersa, and we get all confused. So over here, apparently they're following the Marshal's Gersa. But what's interesting is that in the fancy Gemaras that are, you know, maybe Ozahadar has a Marshal with both Svarim, and this particular Gersa is not in there. So it's a little strange. If Marshal changed the Gersa, you would think it would be, you know, that in the Ozahadar Gemaras, they have both Marshals, the Hagos and the Chidushim, and they don't have the fact they changed the Gersa. Okay, so let's read Taisus without the Marshal's Gersa and with the Marshal's Gersa.
I think, Rabbi, I just want to point out that if you look at the Shita Mukubetzes, they talk about different Gersas in the Gemara.
Yeah, okay, but that's not, we're talking the Taisus. Taisus in the Marshal changed the Gersa in Taisus. That's not going to be in the, that's not in the Shita.
Oh, I see, okay.
You know, the Marshal put in the word lo, and the Marshal, Marshif, and the Rashash are very much, and we'll see that with the word lo is very difficult to read. It's like it's very, I mean, we'll have to figure out why the Marshal put in the word lo, which makes so much trouble. Without the lo, it's so read so nicely. We'll have to see. So let's do that. Let's read Taisus without the Marshal and with the Marshal. Right? The word that's debating here is the Chiyada lo misyayish, is where we have the Gersa on line number 4 of Taisus. And apparently the old Gersa was the Chiyada misyayish, which is the original Gersa. Okay, so let's see Taisus. Yisur Dimya Teira. So Masha Matra Avudim Enemy Kol Adam, Akor Chalo Yisra Kro, B'yodim Yisyayish. So we said, and I think this is pretty good, you know, most people, sounds good, that Taisus is bothered by the same Kasha that Rashi was about, seemed to be bothered by, and Rabbi Meltzer told us that the Shita, many people ask the Kasha, is that you're going to say Yisur Dimya Teira. So Hetera is also by Yoda and Misyayish. Yoda Misyayish means Yoda and Abel Simon. That's Yoda Misyayish means Abel Simon. You know, I mean, I don't know if that's exactly what it means, but that's the equivalency. So Yoda Misyayish means he's Yoda, it's Abel Simon, and therefore he's Misyayish. So there, I mean, that's the normal case. Could be also Abel Simon is Misyayish, but okay. So but it's basically the normal case is Yada and Abel Simon. So the question that we said everyone seems to be bothered by, if you say Yisura Dimya Teira, so you see Teira of Zuta Sheyam is Mutter in all cases, including the case of Yada and Isyayish, Yada and Abel Simon, it's also Mutter Zuta Sheyam. So if you're going to go Yisura Dimya Teira, so all cases of Isura are all cases of Hetera by Zuta Shayam are Usar by non Zuta Shayam. You should come out that by Yoda Misyayish should be Usar. And that's not true. That's obviously against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Eda Mitzias Shalom, that there are certain Mitzias that you're kind of because of Yish. Any Dover Sheish Bo Simon and Yoda, that's the whole Mishnah. You're allowed to keep. So that's the kasha. If you're the diak of Yisrael Demiatera, not only shlugs up Rav, it shlugs up the Mishnah, shlugs up the whole din of Yish, even by Yish Midas. It's obviously the Mishnah is right, so then must be the diak is wrong. So what's the kasha and Rav? So Tavis' answer is, Masha Matra Avudi Menu Miko Adam, Akoido Istra Klobi Adam is Yash. In other words, the pasuk of Avudi Menu Miko Adam is not going on the case of Yodam is Yash, because that's Mutter without Avudi Menu Miko, without Zutta Shoyam. When the Torah never had to tell us that's Mutter, we knew that's automatically Mutter because there's Yish and Yodam is Yash, there's Yish. So that's a Dover Pasha that's Mutter. That's mutter, even with the same shadam, and he probably should have stuck in a little bit stronger. And it's a milsa the pshita that it's mutter by a koadam, not just because I feel it's a koadam mutter at b'yish is really not the word, because yish shalom midas according to Rava is also mutter by koa by case, but it means that everyone agrees it's a davar pashet that it's mutter. And therefore, you don't need the whole din of Zutta Shoyam. Even without Zutta Shoyam, it's a Davar Pasha and it's Mutter. I don't know, Israel. So when did the Torah write?
Rabbi, how come that's not a kasha on the Mishnah itself? Like, the Gemara doesn't seem to be asking a kasha. Like, Tosfos doesn't seem to be asking a kasha on the Mishnah. Rabbi's saying it's a kasha on the Mishnah itself, right?
So if you say Yisura Dumya Dehetera, then Tosfos had a Hava, mean it should be a kasha on the Mishnah. But his answer is not a kasha on the Mishnah, because Isura is not referring to the case of Yod and Yisayish. Sorry, Hetera. Hetera is not talking about that case. So that's not
But Tyson is not for that. It's definitely a kasha. If that's true, that drusha would be whatever it would be a kasha on the Mishnah itself. And we couldn't work out the Mishnah.
It would have been a kasha. It would have been a simin that the drusha is wrong, because the Gemara makes his drusha. Tavis Gupa says later that Rabba doesn't hold it as drusha. So it's somewhat debatable that there's such a drusha. The Gemara is assuming that there's such a drusha, and on that basis is shlugging up Rabba. Rabba personally says there's no such drusha. So if this drusha would shlug up the Mishnah, then it would be a raya that the drusha is wrong, because he can't shlug up a Mishnah. So the fact that the Gemara asks the kasha, you have to figure out a way why this drusha does not contradict the Mishnah. If the drusha would contradict the Mishnah, it's not the Mishnah that shlugged up, it's the drusha that shlugged up. You know, the Gemara who asks, who holds of this drasha, the Gemara who's arguing with Rava and says, and you, Rava, says there's no such drasha v'sura dim yedat teira. We say there is a drasha v'sura dim yedat teira. So how do you claim there's such a drasha? Obviously, the drasha, the Mishnah is a raya, that there is no such drasha. Turns out the Mishnah is no raya, because you can hold it a drasha v'sura dim yedat teira and still have the din of the Mishnah. Because the Hetera is not discussing the case of Yod and Yash.
Okay, Rabbi, why do we have to say that according to Rava that he doesn't hold of the drasha? Why can't he just say the drasha is limited to Yesh B'Simin?
I'm just reading Taisus. Taisus says later in Tiyufta de Rava Tiyufta, Taisus says Yoda Shaper Hak Raisa Kinemashra and it'll die Gisura Dimyadetera. So that's what Taisus says. So I'm just phrasing Tysus. I'm not, you want to argue with Tysus, okay? But Tysus says that Rava was low die Gisura Dimyudetera. So it means that Rava does not hold of this drasha. That's what Tysus seems to say. So whatever this drasha, whatever this pshat is, whether it's a Rashi says it's a drasha, we thought that in Tysus it's a dig in the lashon of the Mishnah, but it's a this din, and I shouldn't have said, the drasha, the diak. You know, the rabba does not hold of the concept of Isura Dimyadatera. That's what Taisa says. Right? He says that. So the obviously it's debatable whether or not we say Isura Dimyadatera. So if by saying Isura Dimyadatera, you're going to have you're going to hurt the Mishnah, so it'll be a raya that rabba's right, but you do not say Isura Dimyadatera. So Tavis has to explain those people that say this diak or this drasha sura dim yedat teira, that it doesn't contradict the mishnah. And the answer is because the case of hetera was not by yadam is yayish, because that's kasha that has mutter and has nothing to do with zutta shayam. So the heter, the hetera was not going on that case. Okay, let's continue. So if he was going that ana, no istrich ana, which means so when did the Torah write the pasuk of zutta shayam? Where did the Torah write zutta shayam? So let's read it without the marshal's gersa, so that it reads nice and easy. No istrich ana kila yada. In other words, the pasuk is written for a case of kila yada. The haba gav de chiyada lo misyayish. Afilo im yeshimin. Haba gav de yada. I'm sorry. I mean, haba gav de yada misyayish. Afilo im yeshimin. Kiven shehi yada misyayish. Afilo im yesh bo simin. Kiven shehi avudim ikohada. In other words,
what's the old gear saying? I'm not getting a difference.
We take out the word lo. It says, we want to get rid of the word lo. And a key.
You take out the word lo?
No. Not that. Well, the next word lo. To the chiyada. Get out the word lo. You take with misyash. I say this. Anna. So where do we need a pasuk? What? Sorry?
That's talking about simon. Yesh bo simon.
Let me read it again. Edit kilo yada. We're talking about the pasuk, some other case of kilo yada.
Right.
And there you need a pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk? Avogad chiyada misyayish. Ay, the chayra, you would say you don't need a pasuk because if he was yada misyayish, filo miyesh posimin, because by zuta shayam, the guy's always going to be miyayish, even if it's yesh posimin. But still, it's still he's miyayish, kid yavud miyadadam. Nonetheless, you need a pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk? Because the pasha says Rav is wrong, and you need a pasuk because it's Yishol Midas. You know that's how you're reading Taisus. And a lo istrich and a kilo yada. You need a pasuk by kilo yada because Rav is wrong, and the pasha says Yishol Midas lo have a yish. And kila yada, and therefore without the pasuk, it would not be mutter to take. I forgot the yada miyayish. Even though the guy would be miyayish, so it's yesh shel midas. Why is it yesh shel midas? Because I feel yesh basimin kish avud miko. Still, the guy would be miyayish. Kivin yesh basimin. I feel yesh basimin. We still say he is miyayish. The afilo is. We said misyayish. Even if yesh basimin, we say misyayish. Why? Why is he misyayish? Even avudim mikavadam. So avudim mikavadam means he would be misyayish. Nonetheless, we need a pasuk. Why do we need a pasuk? So because pashas Rav is wrong, yesh lamidas lo have a yesh, and therefore came on the pasuk. That's where the pasuk is written. Okay. Right? That would be the simple reading. So there's. If you looked around, there's in the Rav Nachum, if you guys should be playing sure, there's two different ways of explaining what the point is. The Rav Nachum says, playing sure seems to say, is that the kasha is just time. If Rav is right, that yish amidas have a yish. Why did the Torah have to write a pasuk for Zuta Shayam? Zuta Shayam is also Yish Shel Amidah. It's mutter. Even without Zuta Shayam, it's mutter. Stop, it's mutter. It's always mutter because of Yish Shel Amidah. That doesn't seem to fit so well in the Lashon Isur Dim Yedat Torah. Just a stomach asha. Since there's always Yish Shel Amidah, and you all Yish Midas have a Yish, so why we need a pasuk? So the other way of saying it is that even if Rava is right, you still need a pasuk. You need a pasuk.
Why would you need a pasuk? Zuta Shayam. The guy's screaming.
Yesh Amidas have a yesh. You need a pasuk because
yesh by simon.
Because the first of all. You need a pasuk.
Even Imbus, I'm just saying, what?
A few possibilities. First, Rav Nachman brought a few possibilities. I just forgot my offhand.
But even if he's yelling that he's not Miyayish.
Because Rav Nachman said,
there's a simen and he's yelling, I'm not Miyayish.
See this, that if the banan would be chazerbo, Yish would you could take off the Yish. So if by Zuta Shoyam, and now it got found. So if you're working with Yish Shalom Das, so now Yish Shalom Das was known as Zuta Shoyam. So now when the guy finds it, let's say after the Zuta Shoyam, the person takes off his then the Zuta Shoyam, but then the Maisa it landed on shore. And then and they get so according to the Sivas, the guy could take off his Yish. And then you need a Chiddush, a Zuta Shoyam, that a person can be kainet. That was in the Sivis, that was Rav Nachman's point. And he had another point that Yishu Midas maybe only works in Osir Lahodano. So what if there's some kind of case of Zuta Shoyam that he would never find out about? Guys in Africa. I would say a different way is because we learned the Ritva. We learned the first Ritva, maybe I don't know if I'm not, that says that the new Ritva, not the old Ritva, who said that Rava Gupa got his din from Zuto Shoyam, right? If you recall. So then you can't ask on Rava Akasha, why, according to you, Rava, the Yish Shlomi Das have a Yish, why did Torah have to write Zuto Shoyam? Because according to Rava, without Zuto Shoyam, I wouldn't know Yish Shlomi Das have a Yish. The Torah wrote Zuto Shoyam, and then I make a Mamatzinu that all Yish Shlomi Das. So there is no kasha and Rava.
But in Tosos is mashma that we learn Yish from somewhere else, no?
But Yish Shalom Das. I'm saying Rava learned Yish Shalom Das. The Ritva, the new Ritva said, where did Rava get this radical hashkafa that Yish Shalom Das works? So the new Ritva says he learned it from Zuta Shoyam. So he held that you make a mamatzina from Zuta Shoyam. So you can't ask on Rava, why did I have to write Zuta Shoyam? Even without Zuta Shoyam, it's mutter because of Yish Shalom Das. Because Hagufa, if it would never have written Zuta Shoyam, I would never know Yish Shalom Das. So therefore, so then the kasha is a little different. The kasha is avada. The Torah had to write Zuta Shoyam, but we do Isura Dimya Datera. Now the Torah wrote Zuta Shoyam, even according to Rava, there's a reason why it had to write it. But the Maisa. Isura Dimya Datera. And since the case of Zuta Shoyam is by Yish Shalom Das, it is a case of Yish Shalom Das by Zuta Shoyam. So the Isura is also by a case of Yish Shalom Das. So we should learn out that Isura Dimya Datera, the Yish Shalom Das is also.
Right, to Abaye.
Right. In other words, they're saying there's two different ways of explaining. Taifas says that the case of Zuta Shoyam is a case of Yish Shalom Das. That's if you have the Gersa without the low. So there's two different ways of explaining the Kasha and Rava. Either it's simple. Since Zuta Shoyam is a case of Yish Shalom Das, according to you, Rava, why did the Torah have to write the whole pasuk of Zuta Shoyam? Even if it wouldn't have written it, it's mutter because of Yish Shalom Das. Except there are a few different answers. Either that's where Rava learns it from, or because the Heter Zuta Shoyam is stronger than Yish, that's what Rav Nachum says, because Yish you can take off, Zuta Shoyam you can't take off, but the Kash is, but Soif Ko Soif, if the Heter Zuta Shoyam is by case of Yish Shalom Das, so then Isura Dimya Datera, right? I think that fits better in the Lashon of the Gemara, because then Taivis comes back later and says, Rava doesn't hold Isura, but Dimya Datera, you know? If the Raya against Rava was simply that, why did the Torah have to write a pasuk of Zuta Shoyam? So you can't really say Rava does all the dik, it's certain to be, you know, what is the Torah writing for? All right, anyway, so that would be the simple reading of Taisus. Again, let me read it again. That Taisus is saying, why do we need the pasuk of Zuta Shoyam? And a kilo yada, because we're in a case of Yish Shalom Das. You're taking out the word low. So the whole case of Zuta Shoyam is a case of Yir Shalom Midas. Why is it a case of Yir Shalom Midas? Is I feel Yesh Bo Simen. Even though there's a Simen, it's still a case of Yir Shalom Midas. Because Kimin Shu Avuda, because Adam, therefore the normal thing is for a person to be Misyayish. So Mimele comes up the case of Zuta Shoyam is a case of Yir Shalom Midas. So Mimele, we make a Diyak of Yisura Demyodat Teira, the Hokinami Yisura, we're making the Diyak Yisura Demyodat Teira, Hainu Mitsuyo Eitzako Adam, the Yisura Chagavna. The case of Zuta Shoyam is by Yir Shalom Midas. So the case of Het Yisura, which means not Zuta Shayam, would also be Aser if you had a Yish Shalom Midas. Dilo Yadin and Demiyayit. The Kirsi chose is Dilo Yadin and Demiyayit. You know, this is Shalom Midas. Ben Yesh Bo Simen, Ben Ebo Simen. Okay, so that's a Gemara's Kasha. Yeah, I'm sorry, what thing happened?
Yeah, so why, if Rav is learning from Mamatzinu, from Zuta Shayam, why can't we Dinzach on Mamatzinu saying that that's different because that's a case of Avudah Mikol Adam, and a regular case of Yish Shalom Midas is not Avudah Mikol Adam.
No, but if Rava learns according to the from Zuta Shoyam, it means that Rava doesn't make that difference. Rava says that to tell you that it's not logical. Why should I think at one point we made this point that logically, why should it make a difference whether it's Avudah Mikol Adam? The main thing is whether it's Avudah from him. Well, he doesn't care whether it's Avudah from everyone else or not. If it's Avudah from him, he's not going to get it. So there's no, in his mind, Pashas, there's no difference between Avudah Mimenu or Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam. So you could hear that Ravah makes a Mamatzinu. If the Torah is Mater, Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam, so who are then the Mimater Avudah Mimenu? Because it's the same thing. There's no difference.
Okay, but so according to that understanding, we don't need to come on with Tosfos to say that he doesn't hold of the Drasha. Because doesn't hold the difference between Avudah Mikol Adam and not Avudah Mikol Adam. We don't have to say, like we said, the next Taisus, that he doesn't hold of Isura Demyodat Teira.
Yes, you
if
do,
he holds, there's no difference between.
If he makes a drash of Isura Demyodat Teira, so then you have a Kash on Rava. Since the Hetera is by Yir Shalom Midas, so the Isura has to also be by Yir Shalom Midas. So that drasha slugs up the Mamatzinu.
What's the case of the Hetera and what's the case of the Isura?
Hetera, Zuta Shoyam is Hetera. Zuta Shoyam is Hetera. Toysa says Zuta Shoyam, again, without the low, to get rid of the low of the Marshal. So Zuta Shoyam is a case of Yish Midas, of Yish Shalom Midas.
Okay.
So now, we have that's Hetera. So now the Isura is. The Isura is if you get rid of Zuta Shoyam, that's called Isura because the Torah was only Mater. Torah said Heter by Zuta Shoyam. Smash, brother, if you don't have Zuta Shoyam, it's Aser. So
but Rava doesn't hold that.
Rava holds it like a Mamatzinu, but Rava has to agree that Rava makes a Mamatzinu from Zuta Shoyam to all Yir Shalom Midas. But there's a Mashmos in the Pasuk. That the Pasuk says that there's a difference in halacha between Zuta Shoyam and non Zuta Shoyam. That's what the Gemara is saying, is that that's Isura Demyodat Teira. The Pasuk is Mashma, that there's an Isur and there's
but a. By saying there's a Mamatzinu, he's Beferish arguing with that point. It's the same point, really.
No, I don't think so. Mamatzinu means that we learn out from the lumdis of Zuta Shoyam,
because there's no you can't.
But there's a mashmos of the pasuk is mashma that only the case of Zuta Shoyam is mutter. But if it wasn't Zuta Shoyam, it would be usher. Now, normally, if you didn't have the svara of a Isura Demyodat Teira, that would make sense because the mashmos of the pasuk is only Zuta Shoyam is mutter because there you have Yir Shalom Midas. But in non Zuta Shoyam is usher. Because there you don't have Yir Shalom Midas. But since the Gemara feels that the mashmos of the pasuk is mashma Isura Demyodat Teira, so then you have to say then there's like a mashmos in the pasuk that by So then the mashmos of the pasuk is by yishavol midas. It's aser. You want to make a mamatzino. So the mashmos of the pasuk is against your mamatzino. So you drop the mamatzino. That's what the Gemara is saying.
So that's why Rava needs to hold that there is no drasha.
There's no drasha of asura dimya data era. Right, because
Rabbi, isn't it at the end of the day, opposite logic is lemaisa. At the end of the day, it's definitely Rahman Sharia when it comes to Zutu Shoyam, and it's definitely logical. We need his Yish Bepoyal when it comes to Yish Lomi Das. So it's not really Asura Dumi de Tetera, right?
I don't follow you. What? You're in Rava, you're in Abaya, you're in where?
By Rava. We're saying
Rava holds that Yish Lomi Das have a Yish.
Right, because we need his Yish. That's his Das. Yeah, his Bepoyal being
Yish Lomi Das. There's no Yish Bepoyal.
Either it's passive or it's active, it's active passive, whatever the swar is, but it's not Rahman Sharia.
Whatever you said, either. So if you make on the Rava, will be saying that that's Kubab Shan and Sudusha Yam also.
But Rava himself says that's Rahman Sharia. He says everybody agrees with that. Rava said a half hour.
According to the Shita Mikubat, the Ritva, not my problem. The Ritva said that Rava got his dance of Sudusha Yam. So that means that either Rava does not hold the Rahman Shayu, or he holds the Rahman Shayu by Yishra Midas also. I don't know. It's the same, really comes up the same thing. He's saying that in Svara, there's no difference between Zuta Shayam and Yishra Midas. And therefore, whatever reason Zuta Shayam is mutter, so Yishra Midas will also be mutter. That's what he seemed to say. Okay, the ma'aseh, you're asking a question that according to this Ritva, I hope you're asking a good question. I don't want to make believe you're not asking a good question. You're asking that according to the Ritva that learns that Rava learns his din from a mamatzino from Zuta Shoyam, so then how could the Gemara apply Rava to Truma and Tuma, because that's over there, it's not in the Mamatzino. So if I recall, we asked that question, and that's what we asked that question about a week ago, and we said a whole pupil share. I don't know, I remember that's, I don't know, I think so, no? We asked that question, that if Rava, we also asked that question on the second day, on the old Ritva. The old Ritva said that Rava again is Zin Midrabanan. So we asked that question. So how did the Gemara, if it's Rava's Midrabanan, right? We asked that question. I think so.
Is that when Rabbi said that at that point the Gemara thought differently in Rava?
Yeah. Yes, that's what I want to try and say. That was in the old Ritva, you have to say that. Because otherwise, because for sure if it's a Drabanan, there's no way it can apply to Truma and to Tumo. So we said that maybe even in the new Ritva you could say the same thing. Okay. But that's okay, I don't know. But anyway, it's not so relevant. Amaisa, the simple reading of the Taisis reads very nicely. That he's saying that according to Rava, the case of Zuta Shayam is Misyayish. Since it's Avuda Mimena Miko Adam, the norm is for a person to be miyayish. Therefore, Zuta Shoyam is a case of Yish Shalomi Das. If Zuta Shoyam is a case of Yish Shalomi Das, then when you make a drasha of Isura Dimya Datera, you come out that the Atera of Zuta Shoyam is by Yish Shalomi Das. So the Isura of that Zuta Shoyam is also by Yish Shalomi Das. So that's how we shlug a brava. It's a very simple shaga.
Can you read the last two lines of the Tosas? Ve'in lahatir?
Yes, I'll keep on reading. So he says, I'll go back to the line before. Because I have I'm going to go back to the beginning. I don't know, Istrus Adam, the whole Pasuk of Zuta Shayam is for Kila Yada, for the case of Yiyah Shalomi Das, Lo Yada, Avagav Delechi Yada Misyayish, which is the case of Yiyah Shalomi Das. Why is it a case of Misyayish? I feel Yesh Basimin. So why is it a case of Misyayish? Teretz is Kimishu Avudim Miko Adam. So therefore, since it's a case of Yishan Amidas, so Hakinami Sura, the Hainu Mitsuyesa Kohadam, you know, that when you don't have Sutta Shayab, the other guy Gavna. What's the Chai Gavna? To know Yada, to be Ayish. In other words, that he doesn't know. It's a Yishan Amidas. Pen Yeshbo Simen, Beheno Simen. Since it's Lo Yada, so it's a Yishan Amidas, so it's Usher. Beheno Hatir. And the only time Yish works, now he's just going back to his original point that this question of Isura Dimya Deitera does not slug up our Mishnah. In other words, if it's Mamish Yish Midas, so that there is no problem. As he's just like he's going back again to highlight that it's Kasha's answer. His Kasha was, and if you're going to say Isura Dimya Datera, you're going to say that Isura is even when it's also when it's Miyayish Kodim Tasa the other, because that Tera is Mutter in that case. So the Isura Dimya Datera should say it's Usher in that case. And therefore, you're going to come out with a crazy thing against the Mishnah. So he's saying, no, based on my Cheshbin, even though we say Isura Dimya Datera, will still be left that it's mutter if it's miyayish kol nedasa liyadei. Why do we need shari rachmana?
Yeah,
so that we don't need shari rachmana. Shari rachmana miyayish kol nedasa liyadei just means you have to say the word shari rachmana doesn't mean anything. It just means that the Torah doesn't mean like a special super lamdas. It means that the lamdas of yish. Yish is not Hefker. Yish is, so every Yish is Shari Rachmana. Now, he doesn't, there's no special Chiddush in Taifis. According to this reading, I agree that the words of Shari Rachmana is so funny, but you have to say that Taifis is learning that there's no special Lumdis, no special, that every Yish is a Chiddush, because really you weren't after it. So why are you allowed to take it? So let's look at the Shari Rachmana. In other words, Shmuel was saying, and he's right, that there are people that say that the fact that by Zutu Shayam, the Gemara on Chav Beis, said, the Rachmana Shaya, that there's some kind of special super lumdis of Zutu Shayam. But the Taivis, interesting, uses the exact same lumdis by a regular Yish. So you figure it, it shows that I think that's good for us. That that lushan is not necessarily mean anything special. It means the Torah says it's mutter. It is a chiddush because you're not mafter it. Every yish is not your mafter. It's shari, the Torah is shari. Even yish is it's a chiddush Torah the shari rachmana.
Okay. If I can just ask one thing, yes. The way Rabbi said it is that Tosfos is asking the kasha, right? And now like. Is there a switch here? I'm sorry, a chiddush.
I've never asked a kasha. Taivis started out with a self-understood kasha that he never asked. The way we're reading Taivis, Taivis's kasha is on the top of the page in the blank line. And then Taivis right away starts answering it. And then he writes his last line to show you that he successfully answered the question. Taivis never asked a question, never says him Taiva. But there was an understood question that was there and bothering Taivis that he doesn't bother mentioning. The understood question was, if you're going to say Yisura Dimya Datera, so the case of that Tera is even Yish Midas. So then Yisura should also be Yish Midas.
So how does he change that law? If he felt that way.
That his answer is in the first line. Umash Matra Vude Memiko Adam. That the case of a Tera is not Yish Midas, because Yish Midas you don't need a pasuk for. So that's not the Hetera. Hetera was a Chiddush. The Torah wrote a Chiddush when the Torah wrote a Tera. The Chiddush of Hetera is not by Yish Midas, because that's Pashat. So therefore, the whole case of Hetera is only by Yish Shalom Midas. If the whole case of Hetera is by Yish Shalom Midas, so Isura Dimya Datera is also limited only to Yish Shalom Midas.
I'm sorry.
Midas is not included in Isura Dumya Dat Taira, and therefore remains Mutter.
I understand that. Just in the world of Chavetz Chaim, don't we do, like, normally Taisus has Hanocha for this and this reason? And Taisus answers, no, it's not.
Tavis is when the Torah wrote Zuta Shoyam is Mutter, the Torah was saying Zuta Shoyam is Mutter in every single case under the sun. So we're speaking Bein by Giyash Midas, Bein by Giyash Shalom Midas.
Okay.
Tavis answers a Chiddush, it's not the Pashas, that since Giyash Midas is Pashat, so when the Torah said it's mutter, the Torah said Zud Hashem is mutter, it wasn't speaking about that. Taivis Amina, well, just because it's Pasha doesn't mean it's not speaking about it. Speaking about it, okay, it's Pasha, but it's still speaking about it. But the Taivis is, you know, just speaking about all cases, speaking about the Pasha cases and the not Pasha cases.
And Rabbi Sefer Rashi
is that it's not speaking about the Pasha cases. It's
only Rabbi Sefer Rashi cases. What? For Rashi, we would need to come on this answer because we could just say one Chiddush.
Rashi sounded like he was saying something else. Rashi didn't say all this. We thought that maybe in Rashi, when we said a different svara, it's completely different svara, that if it's a Hekesh, so a Hekesh is used up. If we wanted to say
the one Chiddush, one Chiddush.
Right. Okay, but I don't know. Let's stick with typing. Let's not get confused with Rashi. That's if you gareis without the marshal, right? So without the marshal, it reads, Taivis reads beautifully.
That's why the Ram Shif seems to like it. He likes that.
He likes it. And the Rashash also likes it. Everybody seems to like it, which is, it's very strange because the assumption, the way they quote it is that the marshal went out of his way to change the Gersa. You know, it's one thing if the marshal had an old Gersa. So the Marshal, you know, has some daichik way of keeping, retaining the old Gersa. But the way at least they quote it is they said the Marshal changed the Gersa, right? That's what it seems, the way the Marshal Shif seems to quote it. So that's like really strange. Like, why in the world does the Marshal change the Gersa? If you change the Gersa, then there are so many problems. First of their problems is, there's two problems if you change the gears. If you stick in the word low, so there's two problems. First of all, outside there's a problem. So if the pasuk of Zuto Shoyam was for a case of low misyayish, so then when you do Isura Dumyatatera, it's also for a case of low misyayish. So how in the world do you have a kashan rava, right? If you killed the whole gemara. The whole gemara wanted to say Isura Dumyatatera. Now, if you're going to tell me the case of Hetera is by where the Chiyada Lomis Yayish, that means that the case of Hetera is when it's not Yish Shalom Midas. The case of Hetera is by Yish, is by Lomis Yayish. So it's very good. He's Surah Dumya Hetera, of course. If it's not Zuto Shoyam, if he's Lomis Yayish, of course it's Osir. Right, you just killed the whole raya. The case of Isura, if you learn with the Marshal's Gersa, the case of Hetera, and yet the Torah came along, it was matter because it's Zutu Shoyam.
So then,
if you have Isura, so Isura in that case is Oster, of course it's Oster, the guy would not be Miyayish. But Rava is talking about a case of when the guy would be Miyayish, it's a completely different case. So the Maram Shif asks the Kasha. Maram Shif says some kind of tremendous daichik. So you don't have to ask me what a mahalach. Maram Shif says, hey, Maram Shif gives some kind of mahalach, right? Who asked me if I have a mahalach?
Rabbi Meltzer was asking for a mahalach.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The
I said before, I'm sorry, before
we move to mahalach. But it's not very difficult. What?
Before Mahalach, also the Lasha Afilu Yemesh Basiman. Shouldn't it be Afilu Ein Basiman?
Yes. So besides, I was going to say this. There's the words don't read. So let's see how you can read it. So Afilu the Mitzvim is the Elohichuk Eliki Lo Yada Aval Gav the Chiyada Lo Misyayish Lo Misyayish the Chiyada Lo Misyayish. So I mean, we're talking in Rav. So now if it would be able, so it would be miyash. But the word afilo doesn't make sense. Afilo de chiyada lo miyash. We mean afilo miyash bo simen. It's only because it's yesh bo simen. So the word afilo is fair. So that avag and avag and ayad avilo chiyada lo miyash. Because we're talking even in a case of yesh bo simen, the word afilo is a little hard. Kivin shuavuda miko adam is why it's why it's mutter. That's kivin shiyada. Kivin shuavuda miko adam is not going back on. See, according to the other pshat, kivin shuavuda mimeno is going back on why misyayish. That's in the other reading. Avagad chiyada misyayish. Why is he misyayish? Ayat as a simon. Kivin, the reason why he's misyayish is shiavud miko adam. According to this reading, it's the Torah made a mutter. Aval gav the chiyada lo misyayish. It's still, and therefore it should be, but it should still be aser because of yish shalom idas. Till the Torah made a mutter. I think that's how you read it. Yeah, that's
Rebbe.
What?
Rebbe, I mean, maybe just for the mashal, maybe he's saying is that when, if certainly if you use a Rahman Shari, like it's a superimposed piece, it's a higher darga, so then the equivalent of where somebody has to step in and use some kind of, I don't call it magic, but some kind of lumdus in order for it to work. So the only dumya that's really working, he doesn't mean dumya to a case of Ein Bo Simen and he's lo yodai. Just that he's saying is the equivalent. By Zuta Shayam, when did the Torah have to step in? When it's going to be mamish lo yodai. So that's when the Torah is going to step in. Otherwise, everything's
pushing. But if the Maisa is a case of lo misyayish, so Isura Dumya Deter is also by Lo Misyayish. So if Isura Dumya Deter is also by Lo Misyayish, so then there's no Raya against Rava. Right? That's a problem. So it there's two problems here. There's how in the world is the Raya according to the Rashao, which the Rav Shif says some kind of very big daichik. But what's even stranger, I don't know if it's even stranger, but what's strange is why did the Marshal change the Gersa to make trouble? Keep the old Gersa and don't make trouble. Unless you say that the Marshal held, I mean, we'll say the Marshal held the Mitzias that by Zuto Shalyam, the guy's not Miyayish. If it's Yesh Bo Simen, like, why should you say that? And then logically, Zuto Shayam is Avudim Imenem Eko Adam. He is Miyayish. Right? That's the Pashtus. So he's making the Gerit change that Avudim Imenem Eko Adam is Lo Misyayish. Well, why should we, even the Mitzias doesn't sound right. If it's Avudim Imenem Eko Adam, why shouldn't the guy be Miyayish? What is it helping that it has a simon? It's avuda mimena miko adam. The it's omei the kach, and no one's gonna find it. So your simen is worthless. So like the whole marshal's fine. The marshal says, like he's funny because it's very, according to him, it's very hard to understand what the rai of Isura Dimya Deteira. He's funny because his metzias is funny. Why would you say that by avuda mimena miko adam, the person is not Miyayish, if he would know? Right? That's where he's arguing. We have the Gerasa, the original Gerasa was that by Avud Emenem Miko Adam, even if the guy would know, he would be Miyayish, because it's Avud Emenem Miko Adam. No one's going to be in the bottom of the ocean. It'll be Derek Hateva, will be in the bottom of the ocean. It'll be Derek Hateva, will be on some island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. No one's going to ever find it. So what's a big deal? You have a simen. It's going to end up in a different continent. Different continent. Your simen is not going to be worth anything, even if your simen remains. But the Marshal is saying, for some reason, that avuda mimena miko adam, the person is not miayish. Because that sounds
like can the marshal be saying maybe that Abaye does not want to entertain the possibility of the mechanism of Yishalom Midas, even in this case? Meaning if it's going to come out that when he finds out what's going on, he's going to be Miayish, then he's saying Yishalom Midas works in the case of Zuta Shaladam. But if Zuta Shaladam is a completely separate mechanism, so then he still won't be Miayish if he finds out. It's a separate mechanism. Zuta Shaladam works. If you say that he would be Miayish.
What's a Metzias even? The Metzias is why wouldn't a person be Miayish?
Because like we said before, the fact is that he doesn't care. There's a simon on it. He's not going to be Miayish. So the fact is, reality is, it was found later.
Very strange. He doesn't know.
You have to say that Yishlam Midas works in the case of Zuchel Shilyam.
Yishlam Midas does not work.
Right, but according to Abaye, it would come out that Yishlam Midas works in the case of Zuchel Shilyam.
Why would it work?
If the reality is when he finds out he's going to be Miayish, then we're saying in the case of Zuchel Shilyam, Yishlam Midas works.
No.
When he finds out, he's going to be Miayish.
I don't need it. It doesn't follow at all. It's madach if you say the case is that he's not Miayish, and yet Zuta Shoyam is mutter. That means it's a special heter of Zuta Shoyam. So that's true also, even if he would be Miayish. The heter has nothing to do with the Yish. The heter is because of Zuta Shoyam.
The fact is if you say that when he finds out he's going to be Miayish, then it comes out, it sounds like you're saying Yishlam Midas.
No, you're not. Well, that's why.
Because when he's going to find out, he's going to be Miayish.
It's not true.
I don't need the Chiddush of Zutli Yishlam to tell me
that
he's going to be Miayish.
Because Yishlam Midas lo have a Yish. So you do need the Heter of Zutli Yishlam. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying is it would come out like you're saying Yishlam Midas have a Yish in this case.
I don't follow why it would come out such a way. Yishlam Midas lo have a Yish, and the Heter is Zuta Shoyam. That is what Abaye holds. That's what if you ask Abaye.
So instead, he wants to say that.
Okay, but I don't see what the Heklos is. You know, Zuta Shoyam is a special Heter of Zuta Shoyam. So it's nothing to do with Yishlam Midas. The Heter is Zuta Shoyam. That's what Abaye for sure holds. So very good. That's what he holds.
Yeah, could we say that maybe when Tosa, according to the Marashal's Gersa, when Tosa says Lo Misyayish, it doesn't mean Lo Misyayish, he is Misyayish. But we don't need it. As far as we're concerned, yeah, it's as even if he's not Misyayish, yeah, it the whole Zut Shalyam works nothing to do with him. It's some kind of a Rahman Asharye.
What is he saying?
Our intent and purpose of how it works, it, even if he's not Messiah, it's not going to make a difference. Meaning that the Marashal learns that Zuta Shalyam is so nothing to do with his Yush, yeah, that it says, even if it would be that he's not Messiah, yeah, because it's Avuda Mikol Adam, that's the heter of Zuta Shalyam. I'm not sure how it's going to clarify.
And a Kira Yada, the Havra of the Chiyada. Even if Lu Yitzur, it would be Lo Misyayish, but that's not the case. You know, but why is
I'm just trying to make a read. I'm not giving any spoiler how it works now. Okay, I don't know. That's a very hard reading.
Okay, I don't know what. It's hard to know why the Marashal is motivated. And let's look quickly at the Maram Shif that he says of Shah to defend the Marashal, and then he gets all upset. He doesn't like it. But let's look at it quickly. We got a few minutes. I have to run back to my board meeting, but let's read it very quickly. No, the Marashal, the Maram Shif says, Taivis Divya Maska, we suited Adel Itrak and the Yad of the other Namayash. Kaini Gia Marashal. There's the Marashal added the word lo. Udafiz Ed Sarach Litvo. You have to say, I think that's the Lema, not Dilma. The Lema, the Hekesha Gazoo. That the Hekesha goes like this. Biyada Vilo Misiayish, that the Duta Sheyam is by Yoda Vilo Misiayish. Oh, Lo Yoda Vilo Misiayish. Zuta Shayam is by Yoda Vilo Misiayish. But it's also by Lo Yoda Vilo Misiayish. V'le'el v'darshesh bo simen. Kuleyama lo pligi. This fear that came to Tera miyad. Bari. Okay. Okay. The mikol shekein. V'shelo yada miyayish. Shashari. In other words, he's playing a trick. He's saying, granted the pasuk, the heter of Zut Neshoyam is by lo yada, by v'lo miyayish. But we can learn out from Zuto Shoyam, Lo Yodam is Yayish, because that's a Kol Shekein. So since that's a Kol Shekein, that's as if it's written in Zuto Shoyam. There's a Kol Shekein is in the Zuto Shoyam is Lo Yoda below Mis Yayish. But there's a Kol Shekein from Zuto Shoyam below Yodam is Yayish. And that's also Shari.
What is the case of Lo Yada?
And the Kol Shekein, we also make Isura Dimya Deteira. In other words, the Pasuk of Zuto Shoyam is like the Marashal says, Lo Yada Vilo Nisyayish. The Mele, you can make a Kol Shekein using your Seicho to Lo Yada Miyayish. That's a Kol Shekein. And since it's a Kol Shekein, it's included in the Hetera. And the Meida, once it's included in the Hetera, so then it's also going to be included in the Yisura. That's the same. I came in the Kol Shekein Shal Yada. And Kol Masha Nikma Betera, Kol Mami is even the Kol Shekein. So even the Kol Shekein is included in Betera, which we say Yisura Dimya Betera. Okay, I'm gonna have to run. I'm sorry. I have to run. So we're gonna have to. I think we're gonna start a new sugya after Shruas, finish with Yishalom Midas, and I'll believe that. I'll try and send you. Okay.
Next Tuesday.